Hi, it's Bob from Royal Spa. Soaking in a hot tub full of Epsom salts is the absolute best way to minimize everyday aches and pains. And we know all about Epsom salts at Royal Spa. Royal Spa hot tubs are the only hot tubs on the market that can safely and effectively use Epsom salts. Made right here in Indiana, Royal Spa hot tubs are the highest quality hot tubs on the market. Visit any one of our three Indianapolis locations or visit royalspa.com.
Ah, Royal Spa.
We did make a promise to the audience we'd have a Purdue guest on, I should say, every single day as they're in the NCAA tournament. Brian Newberg going to join us, goldenblack.com. He'll join us coming up here in about 9:30 or so. Tom Crean coming your way at 9 o'clock, and we're waiting. I think the call maybe just came in. Rick Carlisle going to join us here in just a second.
And again, Ryan Klein, Purdue tomorrow. Obviously, him and Carson Edwards, pretty special run about a handful of years ago. Bruce Weber. Friday, long time.
I'll love me some Bruce Weber.
Gene Cady assistant. So looking forward to that as we'll preview Purdue and Montana State or Grambling coming up again Friday night, 7:25 from Cambridge Fieldhouse.
All right, let's go on out to the Payless Liquors hotline. You know it's 8 o'clock on a Tuesday. Pacers head coach Rick Carlisle joining us here on The Fan. Coach, good morning. Tough one last night. I know after the game you were unhappy with the second quarter and some of the defense and some of the offensive stuff. You've had now a few hours to sleep on it. What stood out from you last night? What is bothering you this morning on how your team played against Cleveland last evening?
Well, there were positives. Our start was pretty good. I think we were up 9 at the end of the first quarter and got it up to, we were up 15 with 7:20 or something like that to go in the second quarter. And then, you know, we gave up an 11-0 run over about a 3-minute period that just changed the game. And so they got back into it very much. And, we go into halftime tied. And at that point, it's a 24-minute game. And our third quarter was not very good either. And so we set ourselves up for a tough ending, made a run, weren't able to, you know, get where we needed to get. And so it was a disappointing night.
Rick Carlisle is with the Sayre Pacers, about to head out on a 5-game road trip starting in Detroit tomorrow night. Rick, Tyrese Haliburton in the month of March, 17%, I think it is, from behind the arc. Have you noticed anything mechanically wrong with that shot? Anything lingering from the hamstring injury? Anything you can point your finger on to the issues for him right now?
No, there have been a couple of times where, you know, maybe he's not stepping and leaning into the shot the way he normally did or something like that. But it's just one of these stretches where it's just tough. And, as a team right now, there are just sometimes certain stretches of the season where it just becomes a situation where grit and guts got to carry you through a tough time, you know? And so, you know, looking back at our last few games, in Dallas, we had a good shooting night and we defended well. And so we won that game going away. The game against Chicago, we didn't shoot it well, but our defense was very bad. And then there were a couple of games, at Orlando, at Oklahoma City, where, we shot the ball in the low 30s, and I think we may have even shot 20% from three in Orlando. But again, we have developed the ability to win with defense. And so it's just one of these stretches. And, our team has had some shot-making challenges, but what we need to do is to keep our head down, keep believing in what we've established defensively. I think going into last night, the previous five games, we were ranked third in the league in defense, which is a which is tremendous progress from where we were earlier in the year. Now, our personnel has changed some and so on and so forth, but we've shown the ability to do this. Last night, we only gave up 108 points. But as I said, sometimes a team gets to a point in the season where, just simple hard play, grit, guts, that stuff's got to carry you through. And last night, it did not.
I do want to get a little bit more into the defense here because that certainly has been a positive as of late. One more thing Halliburton related from me, and I ask it knowing full well that given the standings, it's probably an idiotic question. Any thought to sitting him at all, or is that not even on the radar?
No, he's not injured. This has just been a tough stretch for our whole team. And so, part of this, we've got to take an honest look at everything that's going on, not just everything that's going on with Tyrese, and just understand that as a group, we just gotta dig in and find a way to get through a tough shot making stretch, and lean on our defense. And look, nobody thought that we would ever make such a bold statement about defense, earlier in the year, but we have the tools to do it. And, right now that's where the focus has got to shift to.
Rick Carlisle, Pacers head coach, with us on this Tuesday on the Fan. He joins us on the Payless Liquors Hotline. Listening to you now and listening to you last night, you were talking about not only shot making, but some of just the offensive fluidity, I guess, that maybe you guys didn't have. And then the last couple weeks, Coach, we've talked so much about how much better your defense has got. Does it feel like this season you've coached kind of two or three different teams, given that right now you're laboring shooting the basketball? Early in the season, you weren't laboring shooting the basketball, but your defense early in the season wasn't up to par, and now your defense is, more than not, has been up to par. Does it feel like you've had such a wild swing from beginning of the season to right now?
Well, it's an NBA season. You're going to go through a lot of stuff. There are going to be a lot of ebbs and flows. There are going to be highs and lows and so on and so forth. So from that perspective, I'm not surprised that we've gone through some different things. We've had big trades. We've had, pretty significant losses, in terms of injury and so on and so forth. And this has nothing to do with excuses. These are just realities. And, in a leadership position, you've got to direct your group in the direction of simple answers. And so, there was a stat that that we looked at after the trip, and I think, guys, I don't have the exact numbers, but okay, so at Dallas, at Orlando, at Oklahoma City, we averaged 342 passes per game, which is a good number, and we still lead the league in passes per game and points per game. Against Minnesota at home and Chicago at home, we averaged 309 passes per game, and that's a significant drop off.
Wow!
And so it speaks to what happened in those two games, those two losses at home, just in terms of, not trusting the pass, ball not moving with the same kind of fluidity, et cetera, et cetera. And there are times when you get home in your own building, and sometimes behaviors can change just because you feel like, hey, we're home, we got the crowd and we got this and we got that. I love our team. I do. I love our players. I love everything about the group. And I love our talent, but we do not have the talent to win on talent alone. We have to be connected. Our connectivity has been, you know, our ace in the hole ever since last year when we started playing a lot better than people expected. And so, look, when the ball doesn't move, it can lead to other symptoms, you know, like defensive breakdowns, et cetera, et cetera. And so right now we've got to stay positive, and we've got to accentuate things that we are doing well and have done well. We know this is a, you know, men, not machines world we're living in. Shot making, is fickle. It can come and go. But it's really about how well we are going to be connected headed into tomorrow night in Detroit. And we just got to dig in and find a way to get a win.
That starts a 5-game road trip for the Pacers in Detroit coming up tomorrow night out west for 3. They'll round it out with Chicago. Rick Carlisle with us here on the Payless Liquors hotline. I do want to go back to the defensive success. I think it's probably your best stretch of the season defensively here over the last couple of weeks. You mentioned obviously the personnel that has changed a little bit. What else are you seeing on that end of the floor, which is, you know, had you at entering last night, you know, winning 3 of 4, and certainly has been a consistent thing for you here as of late?
Well, we've invested in it, you know, really going back to December. We've just made a big shift. It's been obvious to me that the offensive prowess of the beginning of the season. I mean, we rode an offensive wave, you know, for about 3 weeks or three and a half weeks that was pretty historic, you know, for this franchise. And we got to a point where it was clear to me that, you know, it was not sustainable in its present state, and that we needed to invest more in the defensive end of the floor. Look, and I love to score, and I've had teams over the years. My two teams in Detroit, you know, my first 2 years coaching the NBA, were two of the best defensive teams in NBA history. We were just built that way. You know, we had Ben Wallace, Mike Curry, Cliff Robinson, and, you know, and a bunch of tough guys. And I believe one of my first year, we may have given up 86 points a game or something. Now, the game is totally changed. And so, you know, we all evolve with the game. We all try to stay ahead of the curve with what's going on trend wise, et cetera, et cetera. You know, I went from Detroit to Indiana, which were two fit, you know, tough, physical, defensive minded teams. And the Indiana team was talented and could score as well. To a team in Dallas that was built totally differently, with a 7'1" guy that was a jump shooter, you know, and Dirk, who could also post up and play a little bit inside. And so, you know, what we needed to do there was keep building the team. We eventually, in the third year, we acquired Tyson Chandler, who finished off that team, and he brought a defensive exuberance, a presence, and an energy that made tremendous difference in our team defensively. But you got to be able to do both. And the good news is that, you know, we've found a way to stay in games when we're not shooting the ball particularly well. The bad news is that everything is fragile. And you know, last night, as well as we defended, you know, if you look at the whole game, giving up 108. Pretty damn good, you know, compared to stretches earlier in the season. But we made a significant number of defensive mistakes, and we've got to refocus, reset today, and get back on the details of what goes on there. And look, an extra 6 or 7 stops a game can, you know, change the world with, you know, how a game goes, how your season can turn, et cetera, et cetera. But We're not gonna forget about positive things that have happened. We're not gonna forget how hard we needed to work for those things to happen. But right now, bellyaching about missed shots is not the formula for breaking through.
Rick Carlisle, Pacers head coach, with us here on the Payless Liquors Hotline. Coach, you know, while you were talking, we mentioned this. KB and I looked at each other before we even came on the air today. I won't say I feel bad, but the last, like, 4 or 5 weeks, we've caught you after a loss. And so I think, you know, we have forgot some of the positive things. You mentioned defensively the month that Pascal Siakam has had. You know, for instance, he's been so great for you guys. And, you know, the defensive effort, if the shooting can catch up with that here in the final 13 games, where you guys can be. Let me ask this question. 5 games on the road now. The importance of these next 5 games, I know you take it 1 game at a time, but you go on the road here, a vital stretch, 13 games. How much are you guys looking at the standings and then this road trip here to end the year? How vital, what is your mindset as you guys head to the road and head to Detroit and then out west?
Yeah, it's obvious that every single game has enormous meaning. You know, the teams that we're competing closely with, you look forward to nights when they're playing each other because you know somebody's going to lose, yeah. Right? But I'm not a score watcher. You know, I resist watching games at night because you don't have control, you know, of what happens out there, you know, in other places. The only thing we control is what happens with us. We are well aware of the situation that we're in, top to bottom. Our team is aware. We're aware. We have to focus on process, and you know, process in the NBA comes down to a lot of simple things. You know, consistency of compete level. That's one thing. Efficiency with the ball. That's another thing. Rebounding is a third thing. And so, you know, ball security and rebounding are, you know, that speaks to the importance of possession. And then, you know, you got to play through your best players as much as possible and put yourself in a position to win games. And look, last night, you know, 17 minutes into the game, you know, we're up 15 points. You know, right there, and I'm tired of talking about how we got to learn from this. You know, that's getting to be a tired narrative coming from anybody, you know, on our team or on our coaching staff. I mean, we've been through a lot this year. It's time for us to have learned these lessons about being able to maintain intensity. Focus, attention to detail, the importance of defense, all that kind of stuff. And so, you know, that's where it is. And look, you know, you mentioned coming on your show, you know, you know, after losses. Well, you know, one of the reasons it's important to, you know, have this kind of a radio show is not to just come on and, you know, blow smoke up our butts or, you know, if we're playing well, we've got to be accountable. I've got to be accountable. I've got to explain to you and your listeners, you know, where we are and the things that we need to do. We need to think about the things that we have done well and not get buried in the negative stuff. And, you know, I have to come up with answers of ways for us to get out of a funk. And it's pretty simple. It's hard play, defense, and the choice we have every night of how to direct our minds. You know, I mean, we've got to direct it toward the three things that I just talked about. It's hard play and being connected. That's one thing. The second thing is taking care of the ball. And the third thing is rebounding. And if we can do those things, we'll give ourselves a chance.
Coach, we'll end with this. Obviously, practice this afternoon up to Detroit. I don't know if you need to check the hotel guide to see if True TV is on the hotel channel, but your Cavaliers will be playing in the play-in game tonight against Colorado State. That is a late one in Dayton. As you think back to your March Madness memories, what stands out to you about certainly a week and an event that captures a whole lot of attention and a lot of entertainment?
Well, first of all, you know, I have no disrespect to Colorado State, but it would be my great wish and great desire that
University of Virginia would be playing Indiana State in that game in Dayton. And I'm all too familiar with everyone's disappointment that Indiana State is not in the tournament. They've had a spectacular year. I don't know exactly what happened there, but I feel a connection to Indiana State because of my relationship with Larry. You know, we played preseason games there at least once or twice in my three or four years with Boston. I used to go over there with Larry and have dinners with his old friends from college, and we used to play golf at Terre Haute Country Club once in a while. And I'm aware of the level of pride over there. So it pains my heart. It pains my soul that they're not in the tournament. I don't even know what True TV is. I'll be honest with you.
Have you ever seen Impractical Jokers? Have you seen that?
I've heard of it, but I have not seen it, but I'm sure there's some way you can, you know, subscribe online and all that stuff, and we'll find a way. But you know, Virginia's ride this year has been an up and down one, and this is the best defensive team in college basketball. I mean, they're having their struggles with free throw shooting and other things, but they've got a shot. And like our team in 1984, I think we went in as a 10 seed, and I see that they're on the 10 line. So they're competing for the 10th seed. Does that sound right, Kevin?
Yes, they will play Texas if they win. Tennessee is the 2 seed in that little pod.
Yeah, and like when you get a chance in the NCAA tournament, you know, you get just that. You get an opportunity. So we got in as a 10 seed. We got hot at the right time. I think we beat Iona in a 2-point game. We beat Arkansas in a 1 or 2-point game. We beat Syracuse in the regionals, and then we beat Indiana in a slow moving game that it looked like, you know, your grandmother before electricity. I mean, there was no 3-point line. There was no shot clock. I mean, it was two great coaches with Coach Knight and Coach Terry Holland for us. I think we won 50-48, and you know, so we win 4 games by a total of like, you know, 7 or 8 points or something like that, and then all of a sudden we're in the Final Four. Then we play an overtime game against Houston, and we almost got to the final game, but these are the possibilities when you punch a ticket in, and at that point you gotta let go. You gotta let the big hog eat and see what you can do. And so once again, the fact that the Sycamores are not in, it is the Sycamores, right? In the
State. Yes. Yes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's a killer. It really is. But I'm pulling for Virginia, and I'll find a way to watch it tonight somehow, either on my phone or on my laptop, or I don't know, who knows, maybe is there a True TV TV station at hotels?
You'd have to have quite the hotel cable package, I would think. I think your best bet, CBSSports.com, and typically there you can watch the games, and I think there's a bit of a free trial. If not, I would just FaceTime Abby and she can explain it to you.
There's a March Madness. What? There's a March Madness app, but you're gonna have to know your login. You know, I don't know what kind of TV
you
have.
I think you get some free TV time on CBS Sports.
How about YouTube TV? Could I find it on there?
Yes. Oh yeah. 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 100%.
Okay. Well, I got that, so I can figure that out.
9:10, the approximate tip time from Dayton tonight. So it could be a late one for the Cavaliers and the Rams. Coach, safe travels on this road trip upcoming. As always, we appreciate it. And good luck here as you guys close out the month of March.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.